Yes, you was Babu Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How have
you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? First, greet of your brethren and tell them for me the exact which comes from your heart. If you
are
angered of them, you tell them that. But you ask for forgiveness and them to tell you how they angered you. Get away, you repent my way.
If
they angered you, tell them what angered you.
I
tell you, tell them what you feel in the heart.
But
angered, you tell them you angered me.
But forgive me.
Ask you understand how you angered
me.
Both of us get peace. But move around. Maybe someone is behind. You reach to someone, you hold something. If they
please
you tell them, please you. May God bless them.
You know, it's not good
to move on with the word of God.
And
you hold issues with others.
A
good thing and you say
oh,
did you good? If it angered you, look for them. Tell them you angered me. But I've forgiven you. I'll repent and I'll forgive you.
And
move on to eat the food of the word of God.
One who
angered you, don't hide from them, meet them. Don't hide.
You
may look for only those who pleased you.
Look for
those who angered you that you cease to be angered.
And
understand they repent that you forgive them. You come up here.
If
you angered you, you come speak, tell me. Bible says confess to each other your sins. Let's fulfill that also.
It
says share your joy together.
Now
to the one you angered, you confess that sin to them.
Or
you tell them they angered you.
Or
they pleased you. Tell them things of joy. Okay, let's summarize, we come back.
Yes, you have as well.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's request you summarize those issues. And that you come back, we move on, eat food of the word of God. And we eat when we are joyful.
And
then that word will move on, be written in our mind by authority of the Holy Spirit. And
we've
not involved evil thoughts, neither the wrong meditations for being angered. We thank God for this moment. Okay, come, let's sit down. Come, let's sit. After we finish the service, the one you've not repented to, go do that again. And
you re-
spent more to them, if one who pleased you too, you'll tell them that.
We tumara service, you want them more younger, munga, chari, you know, I didn't call it a
service. You're free to speak more to them, pleading them. And you speak what you wanted to always speak to them. Last time my heart spoke words on me, but forgive me.
So you woke it is a big gamble, you couldn't have enough kids at Gambon, you know,
believing the words for
me. Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
thank God for the good time He's given us. We want to move on with looking at the schemes of Satan
unto
God and unto His church. And as God revealed us in the journey of heaven to show us the evil Satan, according to Isaiah 14, verses 9 to 17, that made many schemes. And he put in place many prisons to hinder the children of God to go back to their home country. As Philippians 3:20 says that our home is in heaven. Now when seeing those schemes, as we told in 2 Corinthians chapter
2
verse
11,
we are not like those who don't know of schemes of Satan,
and that
Satan may not outwit us. See in the Revelation chapter 2, verse 24 to 26, there are also the deeper schemes.
Now
God's been showing us many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we're looking at that heading, the fourth beast, or the spirit of Satan in the fourth beast, after fighting the right Christ and His church, those are His saints, to creating its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. There arose many religions and the many beliefs which appeared like salvation,
but
seem to be on Christ Jesus our Master.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we have seen many religions reaching now how we are, how God raised salvation, which He arose again the salvation. The Holy Spirit arose salvation again from America in the 1700s and the 1800s. But what surprises most, as we entered 1906, this gospel had already been changed,
or
that began to totally be changed, the gospel of salvation right from America. As we reached 1906 and it had begun to be exchanged, as we speak of now, the situation is not well. That's why God wants to pass through Africa,
mostly
Uganda, the pearl of Africa, the nation he called to play his finals,
to
do his work all over the entire world, the final work, to be able to restore the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and he renews it as he had risen it in America, but wasn't able to continue up to today. Now we're still moving on to seeing the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as God had risen it from America and how it was meant to move, and it was not able to move on. God decided to renew it right now when he passed through Africa, mostly Uganda, the pearl of Africa. Now we have been seeing the four questions and we answer them. Seeking, what is seeking the kingdom of God, and how is it thought? We are pushed to go back to the book of the Lord that we can look and there. And we were taught of the way of looking from there. As in Isaiah 34:16 and the 17. And the second part is what we've lived long unto today. That what's the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how is it thought? After we've pointed that issue, we shall see what's the righteousness we seek for and how do we seek for it. Then the fourth thing, what's the kingdom of heaven and where is it found? Praise Jesus so much.
But
on our second issue, what's the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how do we seek for it? We were told, according to Matthew 12:28, our Lord Jesus said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, now the kingdom of God has come for you. And we understood that the manifestation of the fullness of the Holy Spirit and His work manifest the kingdom of God which is in our midst. And we got explained again in Luke 17:20 and 21, when the children of Israel asked that when is the kingdom of God coming, our Lord Jesus explained them saying that kingdom of God doesn't come outwardly manifested like that. They will not say it's right there or here. But he said, because the kingdom of God it is in your midst. Now we go to discover him. And he is the Holy Spirit himself and his fullness. And just as we've shown in the John 14:17-18. And he says the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot believe because they don't see him. That for you see him because you know him and he is in you and he is unto you. If we understood the fullness of the Holy Spirit, it moves on to show us the kingdom of God. We are pushing Revelation 4:5 to search of the fullness of the Holy Spirit who appears in the form of the seven lamps. And they are the seven spirits of God. That's Revelation 4:5. That explains us all that. Now we are taken to discover names of these seven spirits which make the fullness of the Holy Spirit. In the Isaiah 11:2, and they began to explain us that there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of the counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of fear of God. And we knew these are the names of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, those He sent in the entire world. We've been getting explained many things. We began to see the Spirit of wisdom and how He shows the kingdom of God and teaches us to seek the kingdom of God. We are pushed, shown the wisdom is in the word, and we were shown wisdom is the foundation of all creation, those which are in heavens and earth. It's the foundation of every creation. Now we discovered all that, and we went to the Spirit of understanding and how He shows the kingdom of God and teaches us to seek for it. We saw that all things through Isaiah chapter 28 verses 9 to 13
moved
on to put them in the command by command, command by command,
through
four commands and above, and he put them scripture by scripture, scripture by scripture.
It
to say four and above scriptures. And when all things were created, and those created now, they grow in that order, they move in that order, they speak in that order.
Now,
came seeing many things in that kingdom, and we saw it in our midst.
Now,
it grows
different
things here a little, there a little.
Move
to the spirit of counsel of God
and
how he manifests the kingdom of God, and he teaches us to seek for it, and he shows the spirit counting seasons and times, as in the Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 to 2.
And
he proved the spirit responsible of every form of measurement in the heavens and earth. Now we saw many things concerning how the Holy Spirit manifests the kingdom of God. Now we began to see of the spirit of power and how he manifests the kingdom of God, and he teaches us how we can seek for it, for the kingdom of God. We are on the part we had begun on last time, and want to wind up this second part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much, the spirit of power, and the way he manifests the kingdom of God. We had moved into the kingdom of the stars, for we had already seen how lifts up all things the way they are, how all plants grow by the spirit of power.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
we want to be moving on, and then we wind up this part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The spirit of power, when we get out of this planet, means
the
first shows us get out of the planet, see what's in the sky.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The spirit of power is the spirit upholding and sustaining all things, whether the mountains, or the seas, or the dry land. All things is sustained and upholds them wherever they are, because this planet Earth is rotating.
And
when we go to the sky, he holds the giant stars, and
there
also the sun and the moon and all the rest, them he holds them in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Bible says in the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and it speaks like this. Hebrews chapter 1, from verses 2.
Munaku zino, ezoru vanyuma, yayogera na femumwana, gweyasawo kuba omusika wa byonna, era gweyatonze ebintu byonna. Olunyoloku satu. Oyo bwali okumasa maso kw'ekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi kye ddala bwali, era bw'asitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe, bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Tumanyi nti omwana mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
that the Son, the Lord Jesus,
era kigambo kya Katonda,
and the Word of God,
Katonda gwe yatonze ebintu byonna,
by him God created all things,
naye nga kigambo ono,
but this word,
yayita mu buyinza,
he passed through the authority
obw'omwoyo w'amaanyi,
of the spirit of power,
okusitula ebintu byonna,
to lift up all things,
okukwata oba okusitula ebintu byonna buli
to sustain everything wherever it is. The level we are going to speak by, we are not going to take it the rim above. In the first, second, and the third created heavens. This Holy Spirit, in His fullness, when He manifests the kingdom of God, He manifests from the world where we are, through all the heavens, to above the heavens. When we first saw Him on our level where we are, on the planet where we are, and through the spirit of power is where we first stretched out of the planet Earth. And we've gone to kingdom of the stars.
But
all there we could pass through the spirit of wisdom.
And
we launch up to the higher levels. Spirit of understanding. We got the rim above. Spirit of counsel.
We study
Him on earth, even the rim above. Those are what we shall move on to see. But in the spirit of power, we wanted to launch out of the planet Earth
in
order at least reach the kingdom of the stars, and we see how we manifest the kingdom of God there. But it was possible to reach even the rim above.
It
means we studied just a little on the way the Holy Spirit manifests the kingdom of God. We studied just a very small thing.
Yes, we have
praise
been.
Jesus so much.
But
as He told us, after by creating all things by the Son, the
word
of God, the Lord Jesus, decided to pass through the spirit of power, and He sustained everything wherever it is. First, when He get out of planet Earth to the sky, the earth is on the firmament up there. And what surprises, there are things within it, and it is rotating at the same time.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the spirit of power sustains them in one place, and we move on to see them exist. He gets the mountains, he sustains the dry land, sustains the oceans, and they're in their demarcated places. That's why He's told you. Hebrews 1, verses 2, verse 3.
Beblania esule soko nyolokusatu.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
Oyo bwali okumasa maso kwa chitibwa che ne kifananyi che dala bwali. Era wasitula ebintu byonna ne kigambo ekyobuyinza bwe. Bwe yamala okola ekyokunaza ebibi natula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Mukulu eriyokusatu gye yali Mukama waffe Yesu atudde.
Third heaven, Christ is there seated a lot.
Ekisinga okuminsa bwe yatonda eggulu n'ensi ebirimu byonna.
Christ is when He created heaven and earth and their fullness.
Buli ekirimu yakinyweza n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza.
Everything in them is sustain them with the word of power.
Here
it means Himself the word.
He goes
on path through the spirit of power to sustain everything wherever it is. The level we first saw Him
all
is of growing things. Grows them, making them get tall. He makes them grow big. And the things like those.
Yet,
there is another of a level speaking of now, of sustaining the things together. Don't you see the world? Time is running kilometers speedily. But
it's
sustained the things through the spirit of power. You don't see what is moving on.
You
chase the sun and you cannot get it.
You
chase mountains, you can no more meet them.
Now
you see the rotations, the earth is like that. Planet earth is that one which is blue, that one passing. That is how it is.
And
rotating in this.
From,
but you don't see anything.
But
as if you see things are all standing
in one place.
The one doing that is the spirit of power to manifest the kingdom of God.
And
you are in the world rejoicing. The world is ours. We have to eat it. Look at these things. These are real ants.
Ants,
worms.
They
told us we are like maggots. You know when you died in Adam, God can call you a maggot. If you've never been resurrected, if you've not gotten born again, I wanted to show you when we get out of the planet
Earth,
that even things in it, mountains, the seas, and the rest,
move
by the spirit of power to be in the place where they are. You to yourself, where you're seated there and you remain intact there. Even you step a foot and it remains there.
The
spirit of power helps you maintain it down there.
If
not, if you can be roaming off in the sky, not settling in any place. You would have stepped, you can almost step on the ground.
But there
other planets
like
there is no gravity force holding you down there. Call it gravitation force. Hold you down there and you can walk on the ground.
But
you would have been like a polythene bag in the flying all over. If you go here, the wind blows you elsewhere. Because our foolishness had gotten to be much for not seeing the kingdom of God and for not knowing it, we came on the world wreck much pride, much stubbornness on the God Almighty. He owns the kingdom by which we move by,
if
we don't see it yet.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. You too, even to sit in the chair and you stay there. Impossible when the spirit of power is not there. You too is going into immorality. You can't do that immorality when the spirit of power doesn't hold things in one place.
Now
you firmly realize. The way we first understood them in the world, they are so amazing. Indeed, God has mercy.
And
God has much authority.
Bible
says he's mighty, yet he never despises any person.
Authority,
you see why it reaches, reaches every place.
In
greatness, he can say, you leave them room this world. You can't withdraw power a little.
And say,
you come only in the atmosphere.
In
on the ground alone.
What
remains up is no more on the ground. You see, we are flying off. We can no more step on the ground.
But
stubbornness of children of men.
Not
knowing they think God is a fool. That because they move and reach in morality, they move rich where they're going to steal from.
And they
think it's in their authority. And what do people think? They say their oxygen is in their nose.
They
say that foolishness.
You
can't even breathe, let me tell you. If it's not spirit of power helping you.
The
situation prevailing, brethren.
Though
we raise up, get out of the planet. But think. Our spirit of powers have changed things in the place where they are.
And
you too, you are among those things. What's captured be in one place where you're meant to be. But it would have been impossible. But by the word of authority, or the word of power, these things are sustained in one place. I'm going to request to repeat this verse. Hebrews
Hebrews 1 verse
3.
Oyo bwali okumasa amaso kw'ekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi kye ddala bwali era bw'asitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo ky'obuyinza bwe bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi n'atuula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebintu byonna
all things
bisituddwa ekigambo eky'amaanyi.
They are sustained by the powerful word.
Mu mwoyo w'amaanyi.
In the spirit of power.
Okusitulwa gwe n'obira kati nawe woli
awo. Be sustained you to where you are right there.
Obanyi Katonda mukuru.
You know God is mighty.
Eye kenyi ntanyoma muntu.
He too never despises any person.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kati someko ko mu Yobu esuli yaso tumwa mukaga.
Let's read in Job 36 and we see.
Olunyoro okutano.
Verse 5.
Yobu esula yasa tumo mukaga olunyolo kutano.
Job 36 verse 5.
Lava katonda wamanyi sota nyoma muntu yenna. Wamanyi mu buyinza obwo kutegeera.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Anti tunatira okwokera omoyo wo kutegeera naira.
About to hear the spirit of understanding.
Mono moyo wo kumanya.
Knowledge.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katonda mukuru.
God is mighty.
Katonda wamanyi.
God's powerful.
Naita nyoma muntu yenna.
Yet never despises any person.
Wabula katonda abakubanga asobola okunyoma nyoma.
If God had a mentality of despising. Let me give you this.
Uwezi lango li wamanyi nga waliyo obukutawanya nga sibu amanyi.
If you discover you're powerful and discover things troubling you, wait, they are not powerful.
Uyinzo kunyoma nyoma.
You may despise them.
Nobutambuza ngobufukamiza.
And you make them move when they are kneeling down.
Katonda mukuru naye yandibadde yatunyoma dda.
Mighty but would have amanyi
amanji.
For the much power.
Ayinza okera kumakya na kakati.
Wake
up and say, mugenda mu magari kulumba bantu bantu.
You go with chariots attack my people.
Najjawo amanyi agabikutte we
bitambulira. And it takes away gravitation holding them while they move on the ground.
Ne mubange nyonyi najjawo amanyi agaziwanirirawo.
It takes away power to sustain aeroplanes fly there.
Nekenda jizita ina geda.
And they head on elsewhere.
Nikatonda agakali sijaba nyoma mukole mutukirize bye mwagara.
Don't despise you, fulfill what you want.
Buli ebirunjo bebibi.
The good or evil.
We mujja nomba sasuru.
When you come back here I'll pay you.
Buli omunge ebikorwa
bi. Each as their works are.
Nikatonda mukuru asobola okubayimiriza.
God is mighty can stop them.
Wankugambye ebintu byonna ne webiyirimiridde wonna.
Things even wherever they're standing.
Uromoyo w'amanyi.
By the spirit of power.
Okulaga obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
To show the kingdom of God.
Abikwatidde mu kifo ekyo
webiri. Sustains them in the place where
they are. You can
move a step planted where it is.
Uromoyo w'amanyi akunywereza.
By the spirit of power maintaining it there.
Era kuwanira n'ositula.
And holds you to lift another step. You step elsewhere to move on.
Niwe kisoboka okuba obukulu bwe.
It's possible for his greatness.
Yandibadde olumwa atunyoma mu okukali.
Sometimes you have despised us.
Aye bannange. Yandi yaba kubanga anyoma abantu.
If you would despise people.
Sima ina kumanya getwandi muze kubanga.
How would have stood?
Ayinzo okuleka ennyanja nejja ne
tumira. You can lift the sea come to swallow and cover us.
Ubanga sozi.
For the mountains.
Kubanga na ensino jola banga bojira be
fukutuke ebisinde. You see it's running speedily.
Kakati singa giza na ajita mkisa
umasa wanga kama. Loses it.
Na hata hamu kone tula bebigena
mba. Loses it.
Nengi rijendu kamu.
And how it's running.
Banange sima ina kumanyi.
Brain, I don't even know.
Kubanga tusowa sigara kali na uwanya kumkwezi tegero
vrui. Even remain understanding well.
Tuyi nzo. Kwanguye nare keseno ni yetu ula wetu.
Left it uprooted.
Na second singa tanu zoka na ajita
mba. Just 5 seconds and he loses it for that.
We find
we are holding our intestines on our palms. And we
have
vomited.
Seeing
how things move.
We
vomited to level vomiting intestines. And we
hold
our vomit them.
Nengo imitide na wamu. Oriot,
even stand the earth if it was to run you the way it runs.
You wouldn't
move, you could not do anything else. And it has to run you itself. Indeed, the truth is this.
We
don't study to raise the kingdom of God.
And
we did first seek for it, for we never knew it. Even though we spoke, we thought the kingdom of God. We spoke it. You two know you spoke it before.
Nzisasuka kuchitegira paka mu rugendo rwe guru.
Did first understand
turned it till the journey of heaven. I understood what is called the kingdom of God. How it can be thought. But indeed, this sun is not easy to know of it. Others can seek it even while seeking. That is us who have the knowledge. This is not a lie. You will prove it yourself. Let's repeat verse 5.
Yobu esulaya satumo mukaga olunyolo kutano.
Job 36 verse 5.
Laba katonda wa amanyi sota nyoma muntu yenna wa amanyi mu buyinza obwo kutegera
wa amanyi yo
so mighty
ngabwe tukulazimbe bulani Yesu
leri Yesu should in Hebrews 1
olunyolo kusa
verses 3
de bintu byona bikwaserwa buyinzo
all things he sustains them by that power. We first saw how he makes them grow. Now we handle the way he is carrying them. Much authority.
Yet
refuse to despise any person.
Imagine
you have a little strength yourself. You are a government, you have your few armies. Praise yourself that you're powerful and you haunt people.
Look,
the little money you have, you claim, is made you powerful. You're nothing. God the mighty with authority, we start of him. Spirit of power and the way he
manifests.
If he was despising, I don't know where would have been. I tell you, no one would have shown of their power even. All of us would have woken us up to make us bow down. Worship him by force. That's possible. Praise Jesus so much. In the Job 37, verse 23.
Job esula yasatumwa musanvu olunyolo abiri mwesatu.
Job 37 verse 23.
Omuyinza w'ebintu byonna tetuyinza kumunoonya. Asinga bonna obuyinza. Era mu musango ne mu butuukirivu obusukirivu talibonyaabonya.
Owulidde omusajja oyo.
You hear that man?
Katonda kitaffe n'omwana.
God the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit. When they pass authority of the Spirit of power, you cannot get limit of this power. But
it
just this in our midst.
But
if it holds this world, moves on to rotate, going to go in the sky, and we see the stars, their size and how he sustains them up there. If it indeed reached that
God
despises someone, he can wake up, cause Trump dance from morning to the evening and singing hallelujah, your worthy is dancing.
But you see,
wake up and you speak evil words on you want.
It
leads you remain with authority.
It
wanted to wake up to shame and despise you.
He
can make you dance in the city. As you say, you are worthy, Jesus.
Yet
Trump or anyone we call powerful. Now they say his authority.
Hard
to seek for its limits.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But though it's like that, never despises any person. Now know of one thing of spirit of power. Most of
the power,
we hit it in our midst, it's there, yet we don't see it.
And
what we see of is the small minimum. And though you move on to the kingdom of heaven, and we bypass the stars, and we pass the heaven, and we go
to
the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It is all held intact in one place
and
compacted it together.
But
power sustaining it forever. The four living creatures, by the spirit of power, they are so heavy, but they are nothing to him. He can fly them like a light. And they come back still. And they say he's holy. Authority is much.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
24
elders and start when they realize this, they bow down, worship him.
Most
wonder what makes elders bow. They know that authority of God is much. They knew that it begins from above the heavens. The authority which makes the beginning and it's the end.
We,
what we see of under the sun, spirit of power, and how we manifest the kingdom of God, it's something very small. The level of the minimal power.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you look to Job 26, earth you are in is in the space, yet it's rotating. That's what is. But you can't see what's moving on. By authority of the spirit of power, kingdom of God in our midst. This kingdom, friends, what surprises, it never shows itself. It never shows itself. And he says it's in our midst.
It
can't see it, neither enter it, except when you've first gotten born again.
It
seems as if it doesn't hold the spirit of power. Everywhere you move and where you live, even in your sky, a firmament of heaven, everywhere is there, but it's silent.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let's read in the Job 26, verse 7.
Job
26, verse
7.
The earth you see, the earth we are on,
it,
in the sky, no pillar holds it even. Though the earth is wrapped on four angels, and they make four corners of the earth, but it's put, where it was put, it's in space, in the sky.
There are
power surrounding it to hold it where it is in the sky. And four angels holding the four corners of the earth. In them we have put the spirit of power to hold tight the mountains, to hold tight the seas, even the dry lands where they are. But it's in the sky. It's right in the sky. In the journey of heaven we studied it. Right there, it protects from there, yet never falls down. Neither to fall east or west or north. Even the other plants are like that. But that power, outside it, you can see it, it's there. When you come, get out of planet Earth and they tell you to come back, you may say, I'll not get back. According to how I see it's running quick, something may kill me how it's running.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
For
it's in the sky, it protects in the sky. You
have
been in it before, and what's carrying and how it runs, you
may
not getting back in that world.
If you're
out and you have no knowledge that things are held, you may think them two are rotating within it. Don't you see you desire to be put in a rocket that you go out of the earth? When rich, and they show you how it appears, how it runs. Let's get another planet we go into. What is threatening? You look at others, they too rotate. Yet, we who are inside it, we see things are well.
It
protects.
In Job 28,
they tell us this on it.
Job 28,
verses
5.
Yes, it's true.
By
spirit of power, food comes from it.
Job 28,
verses
5. Era wanse vunikibwa ngechivunikibwa no muliro.
Out of this earth comes food.
Yetolola
bwiti. But it rotates like this.
Adeno wansi kusafise
no. Under its surface.
Wansi eriyo muliro
baba. Under there there is the fire.
Efubutuka emisinde.
It runs quick.
Kine chitundu cha wansi ni kibanga chaka ya
muliro. Portion of down begins to shine with fire down it.
Inga fetuli yeno munda.
Yet we are inside it.
Eri wansinge yakafu.
Under it there is a blow of fire on it.
Ninga jetuli tutude
fetuna. Yet we are seated in it. We have no problem.
Omoyo wa manya controlling
ebintu byo. The spirit of power control all things.
Fetuli muri eri.
We are inside it.
Aba mutugamba katuna tali.
Others we say God is not there.
Kali katunda chizura tulina obusiro
bonde. Go to discovery have much foolishness.
Atengo obusiro obatu vira mweddalu.
Yet that foolishness caused madness our way.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much. And say what I know of a human being. Man has foolishness and madness. Not knowing is very dangerous. And let me tell you, brethren, this is so surprising.
The
Church of Christ on earth, how it appears,
and
cannot show this kingdom. Indeed, we are in eating and drinking.
The
gospel was changed with the gospel of the things of the world. Yet they told us for seek the kingdom and the righteousness.
And
the rest will be added for their smaller ones. So say the miracles we see.
It's
food to children, the last things. Yet they already did great things.
And
the children were put there. Even places where they are. They are prepared well. In the heavens and the earth.
Even
daily miracles which are amazing. How food grows and the rest.
Job 28
verse
5.
Under the ground it gets food out of it.
Tell you
the spirit of power how we gather the earth potatoes. All the bananas. And the bananas pass through the that branch of theirs, that stem, and the banana moves up it, and they go up the branches up the banana plants, and it comes from the top of it. Now the spirit of power pulls it up right from the ground, and it pulls the banana to the top of its plants. If you go cut that banana plant,
as it
begins to put on,
it
look out for the bananas moving up, and they move on to the top of the bunch.
Those
are what you
can
think of, you children of men.
Now
we are on this world. Amazing
things.
And the kingdom of God is in our midst. You can understand the spirit and his
work.
Possible to see this kingdom.
Possible.
Rich say, let me enter the kingdom. And you celebrate him every time.
No, and you
preach it to people and it's amazing.
No,
and you are part of it doing with all the love. Don't you see me, I serve God
no,
with the love.
For, so,
kingdom I entered, I see the hours. I see
there
even great works which we do in our kingdom, which people don't know.
We
wake up, say, Lord, these people trouble you much. Now they have made much stubbornness.
We
you leave this world rotate and
if
the kingdom you,
peace,
you know it. If you understand its things, it's to say you know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven, we have to see their territories. But secret are hidden in the kingdom of God. I don't know if you've understood the trick. Territories are this we are in heaven, kingdom of heaven. But its secrets are hidden in the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, and His works.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, if you entered it,
with
no more forcing to minister or to settle in righteousness, you see where the authority ends. You see where the power ends. You see the amazing working
with
and they commit sins when you are not in them. No, we are either in their kingdom. You are not in their kingdom, but in the perfect kingdom. Which is the kingdom of God and its righteousness. If you've entered it, all things you see them how they are meant to move.
Now
look at this, brethren. This day, I don't know who preached the gospel, but it's like this. When I entered the kingdom of God, though someone never preaches me the gospel, every time I'm in the gospel, for the gospel of creation, gospel of the kingdom, it preaches you, they teach you, animals on the ground, they tell you, and you burst and say, wow, you preach the gospel, bye-bye. You go on to another and you meet a hen, it's laid its little ones,
and the
kingdom, thank you for preaching.
He
takes care of the children, you give them and they begin and to take care of
them.
Let me to go take care of my children. I don't need someone tell me, I get the gospel every time in any place, everywhere. And I separate the gospel of the kingdom of God from the gospel of the kingdom of Satan. Even hard to change that person. I don't know how you can be blinded of Christ. If someone opens eyes, see the kingdom of God, no one will ever shut their eyes. You will see all your days. It's hard for everyone, the one who passes you, see them. What is still
happening?
See the kingdom of God.
And
no one will blind your eyes. That's why you say you can't see. You
have
to enter the kingdom. For the one who sees and enters
is
the one who will never be blinded eyes again.
You
speak of eyes of his wisdom and understanding. You are going to see all your days. Me here, I don't need to see for first fall to see the spirit of power.
Though
I go look at the mountains and I look out how the planet is rotating, and I see the spirit of power. And
the
spirit of power is manifesting. Many times I request one thing, that spirit to manifest in our midst, we see him physical. Pray him to the power of the lower levels of moving the lame and things like those. Yet, can't ask him manifest the way he is himself.
When
we tell him manifest as you are on the world, going to first lose things here, and we see
the
mountain is falling in the sea and he will bring it up. You can run off. You can get a city like Kampala. It's not that so powerful.
And
if you shift the one of America to Kampala,
kwogera ku maanyi agasobola usitula ebintu okubijja mu kifo ekirala okibiteeka mulala okubinywereza we biri
something from one place to another and sustain me in a place where they are
nayoolamu mwenna abali wano n'abasitulamu n'ekibuga
kyammwe n'abateeka
mu amerika n'akiyisa erimu
n'akizize ne uganda
n'akikisimbawo
n'ekinywerawo plants it to be there
kakati mwe amaanyi ge mwogerako bulijjo
ekkanisa
tekitegeera nga maanyi
gabwakabakaera
bwe barabamu abantu
baguddeate
nga naago siga ematuufu ago
gakizikiza
nga twayogedde ku
maanyi
agakutta ebintu bino wamu
ne
mu bwengula ne muggulu lyonna
kintu
kyewuunyisa kigenda wala era bino bye mulaba mulema atambula ekyo
kwe
kituuka ku mwoyo
w'amaanyi
ekyo ky'osinda mu kikulu mu obwo bulumi busobola obulira mu
seconds
ntono nnyo nga tolaba ku bulumi
obwo
okuwonyezebwa okw'amangu
instant healings
naye waakuba amaanyi gano gali mu masekati
gaffe katate
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo kyenjagala oyongere okubikkulirwa
n'okutegeera
nti omwoyo w'amaanyi
n'engeri
gy'ayinza okulabisaamu obwakabaka bwa
Katonda
era bulijjo ng'atuyigiriza okubutambuliramu n'okubunoonya kyewuunyisa kya kitalo ddala Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo
kyewuunyisa ate nga
kyaki
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
Praise Jesus.
Mu kitabo kino eky'okubikkulirwa
In the book of Revelations.
Esura ey'omusanvu.
Revelations 7.
N'olisooka paka olw'okutaano.
Verses 1 to 5.
Ensi eno gye tuliko.
This earth where we are.
Twagala gifuluma tugende mu bwengula.
We want to get out of it, go up in the sky.
N'ekibadde ekyatiisa obutasooka kulaba ebimu ebirala eby'amaanyi.
Would have been threatening not to see some of the great things.
Wakiri katubiulireka katini tufulume.
Let's briefly hear of them as we get out of it.
Yes,
we
have been.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati ba malaika abana bakutte ensonde nyeze ensi.
Four angels holding the four corners of the world.
Sine wankubadde nga tulaba
nekulungirira. Even though we see the earth is such a lot.
Ebano ba malaika bakolanga empaji zayo.
These angels work as its pillars.
Eranga kuyasibibwa bwiti.
And it was wrapped on them.
Bafubula banga ne wankubadde ensene fubutuka embiro.
They try to see though the world is rotating. They blow the wind off and it stretches out of the earth by the spirit of power. If the wind there accesses the earth, let me tell you another. This earth where we are, when it rotates quick outside, the wind around it, it's too much.
If you dare try to run quick
or you are in the car, it's running, the wind blow out like that.
Out
there is wind. If he loses it to enter in the planet, I don't even know. Everything
could
be lifted to disappear.
Everything
will mix within another. Let's read Revelations. Revelation 7, verses 1.
Oluvanyuma nenda bamalaika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda nnya ez'ensi nga bakutte empewo nnya ez'ensi empewo yonna ereme okukunta ku nsi newankubadde ku nnyanja newankubadde ku muti gwonna.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yalaba bamalayika bana.
He saw four angels.
Bakutte ensonda nnyeze.
All four corners of the earth.
Ensito giraba nga bweri wano nekulungirivu.
Don't you see how such a lot it is?
Naye munda mu yo.
But inside it.
Yasibibwa ku bamalayika bana.
It was wrapped on four angels. Tight.
Zensonda zota sobula
kusikulaba. Those are corners you can't even spot.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ninga basibiddwako ebiwero.
But upon them, they are tied of the wrappings of clouds. Those things you see which work on the surface of the earth, those were clouds which were tightened to be wrappings of the earth. Yet they were tied on those angels. Now the strength
bafubula banga
They try to see wind not entering the earth. For earth is rotating, and the speed is much.
Not
by the speed of power, when they beat it off to the sky.
For
if it enters in here,
the
seas can rise up the mountains.
Now,
if you want to create a tsunami, you bring much wind and blows on the sea and raises water high like a mountain and will strike a city. If that wind blows on the earth, inside it, on the sea, the sea is lifted up
and
gets out of its valley, moves up.
You
know, mountains are no more in their place. Trees are no more. Now the authority of the spirit of power, it goes rising levels, right from levels of eating. That we realize it grows food. We mature and grow. Bones grow within the womb. Those are the lower levels.
Right
levels of holding mountains and seas in the dry land.
It
sustains the planet Earth in the firmament of the heaven. Yet it's rotating. Yet we don't see here. And when we are on the world, and we see the stars, that they seem like a small button on the
ground.
They are in the firmament, yet they are very big.
Still,
the spirit of power sustains them up there. Imagine it loses one by one on the earth. We could not even be a moment in it.
Now,
those stars are very big.
They
are far bigger. And they are far bigger than the world. But
they
are in the firmament of the heaven. They are held there by the spirit of power.
Now,
if he loses them, if God was one of the stubborn people,
trouble,
if he gets one rock of a star, he throws it away. And that planet is finished. That is even done greater what he does. For the sun is
free
to increase it up higher or lower.
Now,
with the star, he has even done something
stupid.
It draws closer the sun to the planet Earth. And you see rays stretching in the world, and they are burning up things in it. All the hair is off the head. And the hairs will blow up. You know when you put
heat
on the hair, they blow up, and the eyes.
The
hair will blow, eyes will blow out. The heart is what is next.
If
this pressure is too much,
their
blood will pass all your parts, the eyes and the ears.
When
you put pressure on the heart, it can't uphold.
And
you give it much heat, it blows. But he told us his mighty, he never despised any person.
And
God is powerful. He never despises any person. Think of that word. Stars are in the firmament of the heaven. According to Genesis, chapter 1,
14
unto 20. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 14.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe ebyaka mbanga lyeggulu byawulenge misana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obonero n'ebiro ennaku n'emyaka. Onyole 15. bibengange tabaza mubanga lyeguru byakenga kunsi bwekityo bwekyali nyole 16 katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro era ne munyenye
bino byonna yabiteeka mu bbanga
lyeggulu. All these put them in the firmament of the heaven.
Era bw'atugambye mu lubereberye essula esooka.
That's what it said in Genesis chapter 1.
Olunyo lw'14.
Verse 14.
N'agamba Katonda n'ayogera nti wabwe ebyaka mu bbanga lyeggulu.
God said let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven.
Emunyenye ezo.
Those stars.
Teziri kuggulu nga mapensa.
They are not put on the head.
Nga mapensa agali ku saati.
As buttons on the shirts. Praise Jesus so much. But they're in the firmament. Yet they're big indeed.
Nene.
They are big.
Nyingi.
Very numerous.
Zivarika.
They are uncountable. Yet they're in the firmament by the Spirit of power. Now when we come back, on which way the Spirit of power manifests the kingdom of God and teaches us always to seek for it. Indeed, those who researched of stars researched of power sustained them in the sky. For we have those who gaze at the stars and the guys are the moon, even the sun.
And
try.
And
the authority is much.
And you,
who is that one? Yet they are on the kingdom. Even his works. He who owns it is up there
seated.
He said the kingdom of God. But they don't know the kingdom. Yet it's the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God, put there the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Does all things by the wonder try to deceive themselves?
No,
they happen by evolution, as they say. There was this thunder and the stars happened. And wonder, but what was blown up?
The
power which blew them to put that evolution came from where?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
the sky and they get back. And they said the other things are too great. Others get silent and they never speak of them.
But
you discover that God is there. Yet powers of darkness in the world hinder them to speak that.
They
give them plenty of money. Don't speak of things that God is there.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
But Job
22, verses 12. Those stars, sun, and the moon. Speak of them in brief as I speak of now. Though we would have spoken of their great power. In them, there are great, powerful things in them. Let's read and we see.
Yobu abiri mobiro nyule 12.
Job 22 verse 12.
Yobu sura ya 22 olinyole 12.
Job 22 verse 12.
Katonda tali mugulu awagulumizibwa era labe munyenye wezenkana obugulumivu.
Soma bulungi.
Katonda tali mugulu awagulumizibwa era labe munyenye
wezenkana. Era alaba.
Era alaba. Era la era alaba emunyenye wezenkana obugulumivu.
Yes, we have given you.
Praise Jesus so much. No, our Father is above the heavens. Our Lord Jesus is in third heaven.
Basis
there sees the greatness of the stars. And they are very tall. They are big. In the firmament of the heavens.
And
he reaches his eyes on the planet. And very small thing. It is in the firmament with its things.
Yet the
stars, sun, and the moon
are
in the firmament of the heavens with many things inside them. Imagine the sun. In the sun there is fire.
Hailstorm,
a fire of high level. But that fire filled inside it, yet it's bigger than planet Earth. A couple of times. The sun is far big indeed. It's counted in the kingdom of the stars. Even the sun like that. But what surprises most, they are all in the firmament of the heaven. And the spirit of power sustains them up there in the sky, in the firmament. That's the authority you reach onto and you get surprised.
Now,
what surprises me on church, indeed we already forgot the power of God. They strike you down from the chair and you say you saw the power of God. You know you are on the magic power, the powers of the devil, the very minute power, very very minute. Even yet need you make much sacrifice. That's the power which is not good, but there is a good power. And you see how the sun is in this firmament. It doesn't harm you. Power holding it there.
Which
measures the light entering the world. It is good power. For it counts for us. Let me give you science here. The sun is in the firmament of the heavens. Earth is far from it. But
the
sun moves on, send its light, and it's heating. And the next planet on it,
Mercury,
became of fire because of the sun being near it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Venus
began to be that grayish color.
Yellowish.
It holds gold in it, but because of being burnt by the sun. You still hold water in you.
Planet.
All the others are your shadows all along.
Amen.
Not to bring rays of sun and straight access planet Earth. The planet Earth was made on the surface, and it's like a mirror.
Light,
when light comes, reflected to scatter up again.
And
little light we see within.
But
God has given us light.
There
are times we see it's much. What causes it appear much?
You
put their filters in the firmament of the earth. We call them clouds. Still they filter the rays of the sun. If the clouds go away, the heat is much.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. We are on the world, we don't think. Don't know even things of the kingdom of God. When they strike us powers of darkness, we fall on the chairs. And we roll on the floors. And we think that's the power of God. But the power of God, it surpasses what you think of it.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
I may not
go far beyond here
concerning
the spirit of power, but think all those God does. In the sun are many things. There are weapons within it. There is hailstorm. Stars are right there. The moon,
it
prepared all those for the day of war. Day of war. The day of the Lord. He is going to lose one by one.
In Bible says
the sun will stop giving its light. Even the moon like that. And the stars will begin to fall. In that time the powers of the kingdom of God, of the spirit of power,
will
begin to get out the authority
and
goes up in the rim above. Heavens and earth which up will pass away.
Through
the power we withdraw all the authority from
it.
And the earth will rotate as people look at it.
It will
turn upside down. Don't want go deep in those issues.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I want us and the spirit of power in that is enough.
Amen.
When come back study as we study the gospel of the kingdom of God, where we are to separate the spirit of salvation, the gospel of salvation from the false gospels. There we shall handle from the world to above the heavens, one spirit per another. You think this gospel will end now? Gospel has to be there till Christ come back. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God. Bible spoke Matthew 24 verses 14.
That,
and this gospel of the kingdom of God, it will resume to be preached unto all the nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. When he named the name witness, he told me not to witness of anything. Witness the gospel of the kingdom. Praise Jesus. Now we've sampled it here when we separate the spirits. It is going to be interesting.
You know,
things of understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
that dose is enough for us on the spirit of power. And how we manifest the kingdom of God.
He
teaches us how we can seek for it.
Tomorrow
we want to begin on the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge. Bible says
in
John 17:3, that eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent. The spirit of knowledge, we are to study him on the level of this world. Life of everything on this world, it was created on the spirit,
was gotten
from the spirit of knowledge, eternal life.
It
means the life we have in the room below
was gotten
from the spirit of knowledge but never reaches eternal life. What I'm saying is this: life of everything which you see here comes from the spirit of knowledge but never reaches eternal life. That we have to study it on levels.
We
on the world and what's under the sun.
Many
don't have the life which reaches eternal life. That's why he still
says
that life was in him.
And
life became the light of man. That's the treasure of knowledge, which he gives us the last. That's eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when you see the spirit of knowledge,
again,
he will show us life of creations, how we were gotten from him,
and
manifest it. The
one
of the leaves, plants, insects.
You
don't know how that life is.
This
life comes from where does it go?
But
has levels to reaching eternal life.
For
the children of men, they have little life in their blood. Just very little. That's why when I pray you for you and I say, God, get from the eternal life and add on this reducing life. That prayer is also there.
It is
the blood of this one is reduced, but get from it. The other though you get from it, it never finishes. That's the spirit of knowledge.
He started
to put them in the light of the word so that we can understand them. And he says, the treasure of knowledge sent them in the vessels of clay, and exceeding power will come from him. Now we shall see on the level of people, life in the blood, little life. And we go to the plants, animals, insects, stretch out of the planet. So it's beginning to show its eternity.
Plus,
we lived long and they still hold life. When we raise levels, we see more of life. When we go above the heaven,
and
we go to the eternal life. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.